We're going to start with the topic of Lifnei Vilachitin Mikshol. If you look at the pasuk, it's a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yudalid, Kapitel Yudalid, Kapitel Yotes, Pasuk Yudalid. The Torah says, Isser, if you look in the Teres Kahanim on the Pasuk, Teres Kahanim gives three examples of what the Isser is. One is to give an Eitz or Raw to somebody, to give them bad advice. And it gives two examples of that, and then it also gives an example of a person being machsh or somebody to do an avera. There's a medrash chaseris v'yaseris, which the Torah Shlema brings down. It says the fact that it's written over here mikshel without a vav. In the case over here, the yaser is not the physical item being placed, but the deeper which is involved. That's why Chazal darshan it along the lines of this sort of some way being machshel somebody in a cognitive sense as opposed to a physical sense. There's also a Mishnah Chochma that the Mishnah Skinot discusses the question if a person physically places a physical stone or something in front of a person who's blind in order to cause him to stumble, to fall, is the Yerba the Yisur. The Meshach Chachma says that from the fact that Torah uses the Lashon of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mikshol, a physical placing would be Lashon of Sima. The scene is going is to give from one person to another person. Chazal darshan the scene of miyad liyad. So giving has to be two parties. There has to be a giver and a receiver. So you're talking about bad advice. There's a giver and a receiver. Talk about being mashal, somebody to do an avera. You're convincing him. You're talking to him. You're interacting with him. When you place the item, you're not interacting with anybody. You're just placing something. So the language of the Torah for physically placing something is lashon of sima. If you look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Loisa say Reish Tzadites. The Rambam under this mitzvah only lists an Isser of giving Eitzarah and being machshel somebody in an Aveira. It does not mention physically placing something. But as a matter of fact, in the mitzvah before that, Reish Chesari, so in the mitzvah before that, the Rambam talks about there's an issue of the Torah of there's a mitzvah of making a makkah, and then there's an issue in the Torah of which the person should not create things which can cause damage to somebody. The Rambam seems to list this issue of putting something which can cause damage under that avera. So the avera is understood to be to give a in some way to cause a person to do an avera or to give an etzara. It is interesting to think about, are there two separate averas or not? Looking at the language of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam seems to say that the yisur of giving an etzara applies to, from one Yisrael to another Yisrael, and it's the language of the Chinuch also. You shouldn't give another Jew bad advice, which means there's no such issue giving bad advice to a non-Jew. However, the issue of being machshel somebody, there the Rambam does not mention the word Yisrael, and that's because the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, as we will see, applies this issue of lift every iver lositin mikshol, of causing somebody to stumble, doing a avera even to a non-Jew. So that would indicate that there are two separate averas. There's an avera of giving bad advice, and there's an avera of causing somebody to do an avera. Something to contemplate exactly the differences between the two and the parameters of that, and what's the logic behind the differences. We're not going to spend too much time on that in the shir. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah Zorah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph says that prior to the religious holidays of the non-Jews, of the Kechavim, it's also to do business with them. And the Gemara and the Vav, Amud Aleph, presents a question, trying to understand what exactly is this Isser. Is it because of Havocha, or because of Lithay Rilis, it's a Mishnah. If they ever, it would be because by my selling him something, you are facilitating. He could use it for the Avodah Zorah as a korban for the Avodah Zorah on the day of the celebration. And non-Jews are mitzvah in this of Avodah Zorah, or is it because of Havocha? Because he will benefit from the transaction and go and thank his Avodah Zorah for that. That's an Isser, as Rashi points out, of Avodah Aleph, Avodah Yishama Alpicha. There's an Isser in the Torah that Mr. Morrison Hedron understands that not only is it an Isser for you yourself to mention the names of Avodah Zorah, they shouldn't be mentioned because of you. Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, "V'shem Elohim Achirim Lo Yisaskiru." You should not mention the names of other Avodah Zorahs, which is the famous Rashi over there says you shouldn't tell a person, "Wait for me by in front of Avodah Zorah Ploinis." You shouldn't use Avodah Zorah names for landmarks, etc. So even though you're not saying in any regards to worship at all, Sasser. And the pasuk continues and says, "Lo Yishma Al Picha." It shouldn't be even mentioned because of you. The more says in Sanhedrin, you can't become a shutev, a partner in a business venture with a non-Jew, because if there's going to be some type of dispute, he will then swear by his Avodah Zorah, and you caused him to mention the name of Avodah Zorah. There's an Isser of Havocha, that would be the Isser of you're causing the name of the Avodah Zorah to be mentioned, because he's going to go and thank his Avodah Zorah. But there's the Isser is Lifnei Iver. The Ritva understands the Gemara, that everybody agrees there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver. The Morris question is there also an Isser of Harvocha? So that's the Morris question. The Morris says, what's an Afkamin? An Afkamin if he has his own animal. He says, the only problem is Lifnei Iver Lashit and Michel, you're not being Machalim. He already has an animal to use for a Korban for the Vodazorus. You're not giving him the Michel. If the Isser is Harvocha, there still is an Isser of Harvocha in that circumstance also. The Morris says, okay, so you're making a premise that the concept of the Lithiyah Mishal doesn't apply when the person is able to do it without you. So the only time it's considered giving him a Mishal is when you are enabling the Veir, it would not have happened without you. That's the more challenges that, because we have a statement by Rabbi Nosson, a brisa by Rabbi Nosson, that says that you shouldn't pass a curse of Yain to a Nozer. You shouldn't pass every menachai to a ben noyach, and the more is understanding that to mean in the kasha of the Gemara that it's his item and he can get it, he's asking you to pass it to him, and the more is saying that that's usur even though he can do it without you. So the more says no, it doesn't mean it's about a case where he cannot do it without you, that it was on the more refers to it as a trey avrid in the haro, that the item is on one side of the river and the person is on the other side of the river, and therefore he cannot get the item without you. When you pass the item to him or throw the item to him, you are facilitating the avero, you're enabling it because you've not been able to do it without you. However, if it's on the same side of the river where you're not enabling it because it's he's able to do it anyway, you might be facilitating, you might be helping, you might be participating, but you're not enabling. That's not the answer. That's the more it seems to remain, but this, so that's very important. You saw it. Lithneiver is limited only to a case where it could not have happened without you. But if it could have happened without you, there's no answer. Lithneiver lositin mechshul. Okay, so that's the Gemara. The Ran over here in the back says, email that this is true. So it sounds like, let's say, for an example, a person goes to the stadium to a baseball game, and he's there together with some other Jews. He's sitting in the aisle seat, and somebody down a few seats in asks the hot dog vendor was walking around for a hot dog, and the vendor gives it to you to pass it to that other person. So now you're passing something which is usher to eat to a Jewish person. So since really he could get up and get it himself, the vendor could walk over, just, you know, it was just more convenient to have you pass it to him. So based on this Gemara alone, there wouldn't be any problem. That should be 100% mutter. Look at Tosis. And Tosis over here says, why did the Gemara discuss the case of Koshiyah? We wanted to find an example of an item which is usher for Ben Noyach, and basically every Menachai is the only example. So whether he's Suri Achila, the Ben Noyach has. So that's, we understand why he chose that. Why did he choose Koshiyah to another? Could have easily chosen any of Beirut. So Tosis says that Koshiyah and Ozer is something which there's a real concern that the person might actually do the Beirut. But if a standard kosher Jew asks you for an avail for whatever reason, we believe he has, we have a right to pass it to him, assuming, you can assume that he wanted it for a valid mutter purpose, whatever it might be, but not for a serve eating. Whereas Kosiyayan, we're afraid he might forget that he's an Ozer, and so then you can't, therefore by case of stam, you can't pass it to him. Tosis continues, says, if you know the person wants it for an aveira, so an aveira is also a problem. Tosis gives an example of a mumar. Then you can't pass a mumar levodah zorah. You can't. Once he became a mumar levodah zorah, he kishmadzich and became like a goy. He's going to eat all the food, so you can't pass him any usher food. We have to assume he's going to eat it. Tosis ends off that this is all talking about where it's in trey avid in the haro, that he wouldn't be able to get it unless you pass it to him. So that this is what I'm telling you, you can't pass to a mumar, only applies when he couldn't get it without you. The Rosh over here has the same language. However, there's a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Gimel. Shabbos and Daf Beis goes to cases where the Malacha of Hutzah requires three parts to the process of Hutzah. There's the Akira, the item is at rest, and somebody takes it away from its state of rest. He's Oker it, he uproots it. There's a transfer from the Rishus, one Rishus to another, from Rishus Yechud, Rishus Ram, or vice versa. And then there's Halacha, the act of placing it down, putting it in a state of rest in its new place. So the Malacha requires all three. It had to be in a state of be in existence, in a state of rest in Rishus A, that has to be picked up and removed from that and placed that in a new Rishus. So the Mishnah discusses a case where two people do the Malacha, one does the Kira, one does the Hanacha. Before the Mishnah gets to that, the Mishnah talks about there are cases where one person is doing everything, another person is basically passive. The Baal HaBayis is holding an item, comes an Oni, sticks his hand into the house, takes the item out of the house, the hand of the Baal HaBayis, takes it outside and puts it down. So the Oni did all of the work, the Baal HaBayis did nothing. The Oni picked it up, the Oni moved it, the Oni put it down, the Baal HaBayis just was helping by holding it, or vice versa. The Oni is standing outside, picks something up outside, reaches in and puts it into the hands of the Baal HaBayis. Again, the Oni is doing everything. So in those cases, the Mishnah says, the Oni is chayav and the Baal HaBayis is potter. So on that, and more than the Mishnah, it says you can have the same case where the Baal HaBayis standing inside would do all the malach of the Oni, but not do anything. On this Mishnah, the Gemara says, now these two cases, when it says that the Baal HaBayis says potter, it means potter mutter. Unique in Masechta Shabbos, normally the phrase potter means potter aval aser. Over here, there are some exceptions, and this is one of the exceptions where the language of the Mishnah, when it says potter, means potter mutter. Comes to us in Gimel Meral, but it says, how can you tell me that it's mutter? It's lifting even the sitting mechshol. And even if you'll tell me that the case was that the Oni could reach the item without the Baal HaBayis' help, so he's not enabling the bear. The bear is possible without him. As it says, still, you cannot be involved. Because even though I have a rule, there's a rule of Trei Avodah Nahara, that's the Avodah Nisadur Aitzel, B'Fnei Melusat Mechshol. But there's a Nisadur Rabbanon, a Meseyeya. If we know the rule is Bezdin, if a cut is eating non-kosher food, Bez is commanded to stop him. Bez and Mitzvah, the love of the Hafrishot. So a Kabbal Chomer, that you're not, if that's true by a cotton, by a Godel, it's even more so. And if that's true, so that you have to intervene and stop him, Kabbal, obviously you shouldn't get involved and help him. So it's an issue being Mitzvah, the Ovriyavera. And again, the Rosh over here in Shabbos in the first sim in Perek Aleph Siman Aleph, the Rosh follows the Tosfos again. The Tosfos asks the Kasha in the Gemara. Tosfos gives Tirutzim talking about the case over here. One person was not Jewish. The Tosfos Yeshanim on the side gives the Teretz that Echanami. There is this other problem at least of this Issur Darbanan of Masayeya. But the Mishnah Gemara is saying in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, it's Potter Mutter. But in regard, there might be other possibilities for him. And the Rosh says that Teretz also. So we have an Isser called Meseyeya. And that applies even to with a case where the person is not enabling, but he's just involved in the process, even if it could happen without him. So going back to our hot dog scenario, so according to this, there should be a problem. I shouldn't be involved in helping him eat. I really should, theoretically, should try and stop him. So I know necessarily I can't stop him. I'm not going to convince him not to do it. I can't stop him. But to be involved in helping him, I shouldn't be involved in helping him. I shouldn't be passing him the non-kosher food. Okay. Mordechai in Avodah Zarah. So that seems to be machlokes between the Tosfos, seemingly machlokes in the Tosfos in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos in Masechta Avodah Zarah says by the case of Mormon, it's only our service in Trei Avodah Nahara. Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos really should say that that's also even in Chad Avodah Nahara because of the Isur Meseyeya. Tosfos is not, in Avodah Zarah and Davob is not discussing the Isur of the thing either. It's saying halacha lemaisa, you can't do something. And Tosfos says specifically, you only can't not do it when it's Trei Avodah Nahara. We do need to explore the parameters of this Isur of what's called Trei Avodah Nahara, which either is going to mean to make it Isur deraisa, or make it also totally and possibly, you know, if there's no Isur Meseyeya, then it's different between Asur and Mutter. So the Mordechai in Avodah Zarah, in the Ois Tov Shin Tzadi Hei. So Mordechai says that you cannot sell to non-Jews items that they're going to use in their service of Avodah Zarah. However, if it's available for them to buy it somewhere else, that's mutter. So he says, even though right now the person doesn't have it, right now through your actions, you are enabling him to do it. He cannot do it without you. You're enabling him. So in that sense, it's like Trei Avodah Nahara. But since theoretically he could have bought it somewhere else from a non-Jew, so that's called Chad Avodah Nahara, and that is a case which is going to be mutter. That's the Kiddush of the Mordechai. Look at Yerideh Simakutan Aleph, Sif Aleph. So the Ramah brings this as a machlokes. So there the Mechaber is bringing down the halacha of the Isser of selling to a goy, selling which will use for Avodah Zarah. The Ramah says, some say that this Isser doesn't apply if he could buy it, if he's able to buy it somewhere else. But if he's able to buy it somewhere else, the issue doesn't apply, and that's the Mordechai. Then he says, "Yesh machmirim, some which are machmir." Who is the machmirim? So the Darkei Moshe says the machmirim are this Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos, and the Rosh would say that even though there's no, it's not Trei Avodah Nahara, it's a loser because of Meseyeya. And then the Ran and the Masechta Avodah Zarah in the first parak also does the same. The Ran says there's an Isur Masayaya. So you have an Isur Masayaya. These three Rishonim say there's an Isur Masayaya. So even though it's possible to bite somewhere else, it's a loss because of Masayaya. That's how the Ramah understands Machlokes. So everybody's agreeing that since it's available to purchase, it's called Charav as a Nahara. But according to Tosfos Shabbos and Daf Gimel and the Rosh and the Ran over here and about Azura in the first parak and the Aleph and Beis, there's an Isur even by Charav as a Nahara. There's an Isur Darbana. The Ramah says the minhag is to be makel like the Isur Rishonah. To rely on that it's available to purchase his mutter. I mean, Dominic is not like the Tosis where he's learning the Tosis and Shabbos. There's no Isur Masayaya. But Baal Nefesh should be Mach. The Shah comes along and says, Kotten Zion, and says, so why is Dominic to be Mekel? Because we're dealing over here specifically with the issue of facilitating them to use in their worship. And the Ramah already said in Arachayim, in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, which is the Siman talks about business, you know, the person goes to work. So even though there's an Isser in the Moran Sanhedrin to do it, make a shutras with a goy, because he might come to swear based by the name of his Avodah Zorah, that doesn't apply. Because the goyim nowadays, when they say God, they mean the true Hashem. But they have shituf, their Ovid Hashem, and together with other elements, they have a trinity. A goy is not matzuben. That is a goy for a goy. Shituf is mutter for Yisrael. That's Yisrael loyil lechol himachirim al panoi. Even with al panoi, which is Kodesh Baruch Hu, they are admitting Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence. There's still this of having other Elohim. So Jews matzuben this of shituf of combining Hashem's being with other together with other powers, but a goy is not mitzvah that. So for a goy, it's not about a zara. You're not facilitating any yisur. So the Shach says that the reason why we're mekel, that he quotes the Ramah, in Dr. Moshe says the reason why we're mekel, the minhag is to be mekel, is because we're relying on the fact that it's not really about a zara anyway. So it comes out that the Ramah says that we are noeg like the Mordechai, and now with the Tosfos and Shabbos, and the Rosh, etc. We don't have the Isur Masayaya. It's only in this specific scenario where there's not really an Aveira anyway. But the Ramah is not really going on record and saying there's a minig, not like Tosfos. Comes on the Shachans of Kotten Vav and says that the truth is that this whole understanding is wrong. That the Ramah is seeing this as a machlokes. It can't be like that, because if you look at the Rosh, the Rosh in Avodah Zorah, and the Tosfos in Avodah Zorah, said the case of Mur was only Yasser when it's in Tri Avodah Nahorah. The Tosfos doesn't mention Misayaya. But the Rosh, and Tosfos, and Shabbos, in the beginning of the Masechta, both mention Misayaya Misayaya. So there's an Israel, is an Israel Misayaya. And over here it's only Yasser when it's Tri Avodah Nahorah. So how do you reconcile the two things? So the answer is the Misayaya doesn't apply to a Nanshu, and the Misayaya doesn't apply to a Mumer. So, the Issa Deraisa applies only to Shreya Abedin Nahara. The Issa Derbon and Masayeh applies to a Jew who's doing what he's supposed to be doing, or to a Jew. So it doesn't apply to a non-Jew. You have no Issa Derbon and being Masayeh, a Goy, and you have no Issa Derbon and being Masayeh, a Mumer. That's how the Shach. So therefore, the Tosfos are correct. The Tosfos in the Avodah Zorah is talking about a case of a Mumer. It's only also a Tri Avodah Nahara. Tosfos in Shabbos and the Rosh are talking about a case of a regular Jew who's a Shergig. And fine. Comes Dag HaMavor, and he says that the Mefarshim really jump onto the Shach. Why isn't there a din of Mitzvah L'Afrisha by a Mumer? He's a Jew still. So what does it mean that there's no din of Mitzvah L'Afrisha? So the Dag HaMavor says what the Shach means is your Chiyuv L'Hafrishay doesn't apply in a case, you know, the person's going to do the Avera. You're not going to be successful in stopping him. He's a Mumer. He doesn't care. He really couldn't care less. He doesn't care what you think or what you say. He's going to do his Avera anyway. So the Isser of the chiyuv of being mafreshim from avera doesn't apply to a mummer, not because he's a mummer, but because you know he's not going to listen. So the shach says. So the Gemara says. So therefore, not only the shach of being mechadesh, not only is no issur misayeya, there's no issur of being mafreshim. There's also no issur of being misayeya him in that situation. So going back to our scenario, you'd be allowed to pass him the non-kosher food because he's a mummer, in the sense that he's going to do it anyway. He doesn't believe in these things, doesn't know about these things. You're not going to change his mind. He's going to do it very anyway. So since it's a case of chad avad nahar, which he could do it without you, this is an issur d'rabbanan, and it doesn't apply to a person who's a mummer. That should come out according to the shach. And the Dogma Bava is understanding in the shach. The Bir Groh in Sifkatan Ches says there's a Gemara in Nedorim, and that's some of Beis and Mabeis. The Gemara Nedorim says that the Moras Akash of the Ravashi was selling wood to these people who worshipped fire, so they worship fire. So they're going to use the wood as part of their service to their avodah zarah. So how was he allowed to sell wood from his forest to these people? So Rashi answered. Ravina asked Rashi the question, and Rashi answered that Rav Etzim Asaka. Most people, when they buy the wood the purpose is to warm their houses, etc., not to use it for avodah zarah. So therefore, he has a right to assume he's selling the wood. It's not being sold for avodah zarah purposes, and it's mutter. Now. So the problem on that Gemara is, what was the question? There's wood is available to purchase. So that was what Mordechai said, that if it's available to purchase somewhere else, it's called Chad Arvad and Ahara. So what was Mordechai's kasha? There's only the Ivra in that situation. And because he could buy it somewhere else. And according to the way the Shach is pointing out, and they said the Rabbanan of Messiah doesn't apply because it's a case of to non-Jews. So there's no Isser Messiah, there's no Isser of Lifnei Iver. What was the Moritz question? Said the case was, we would be very doichik to say the case was that there was no wood available to purchase other than from Ravashi. That's a very big doichik to say that came to the Moritz such a case. So he says, Elamai, you see from this Gemara that if you can only get it through purchasing, that's not called Chad Arvad Nahara, it's called Trei Arvad Nahara. Like you said before, right now he can't do it. He doesn't have the items to do it. And through you, he's getting the items to do it. He could get that somewhere else, but that's all either you'll enable or somebody else will enable. But it's an act of enabling. He couldn't do it without you. So that's an Israel Lifnei Iver L'Sita Michshol D'Oraisa. So therefore, this it's a Rai Kenegad the Mordechai. It also would mean that this whole argument of the Shach is all assuming that we accepted the logic of the Mordechai that this is called Chad Arvad Nahara would not be correct anymore. And the Vilna Gaon is Machriya like that. If you look at the Oitzim Reforshim in the bottom, so the Makor Mayim Chayim also raises this question. And the Birkei Yosef also raises this question, and they seem to come out not like this, the Mordechai. And so we have so far a question: the is being available to purchase called one Eved Nahara, two Eved Nahara. A and B, we have this heter of the Shach, that the Shach is saying that there's no Isser Messiah by a mummer, which the Dogma Bava understands. It doesn't mean that he's not, because he's not a part of Klal Yisrael, because practically it's not going to happen. The Orachayim, Sim Shimon Mazayan, when it brings passing the halacha, which of the Gemara and Shabbos, Anaf Beis and Anaf Gimel, the Mishnah talks about the case where two people are involved in the process of doing Haitzah. So the Shulchan Aruch over there brings down the Mishnah, and the Magen Aram says that which you're saying that you're not chayyur for Shabbos, that's only because of the Shabbos element. But mitzad the Isser of Lifnei Iver, it's going to be usher to help the person. And even if he could do it without you, it's still usher because of Messiah, even if the person is a mummer to be Mechalo Shabbos. So the Magen Rambam is saying clearly that the heter of the shach is not correct. Even though a person is a mummer, there still is an iser of mesayeya. If you look at the Mishabur over there, in Simon Shimon and Mizayan, Sivkatan, so the Magen Rambam is in Shimon and Mizayan, Sivkatan Dalet. The Mishabur is in Shimon and Mizayan, Sivkatan Zayan. The Shabura passes like the Magen Rambam. Now, that's one point we want to point out, that people got him over there, races, addresses the question that issue of a Bezdin, a cut, which is Echon Leveil, is Bezdin Mitzurban Lafrishoy, in Simen Shimem Gimel, there's actually an argument how we pass him, whether we pass him Mitzurban Lafrishoy or not. So the people got him says, even if you hold Ein Bezdin Mitzurban Lafrishoy, it means Bezdin is not Mechuyif to stop him, but over here by a Gadol, to facilitate, it's still going to be Nesid Rabbanon. Even though you won't have the Kavach Herman anymore, but still be Nesid Rabbanon. Comes along the Mishabura in the Shaar HaTzion, and the Mishabura in the Shaar HaTzion says, the truth is, I would see that this is not an Nesid Rabbanon, this should be Nesid Raisa, because there's an Din of Arvis. That you have a Chiyav, you have a Chiyav of Arvis for other members of Klai. So how could you be what? Which is responsible, not, and that's on a deraisa level. So here it doesn't mean a case of a drabbanon. A case of a drabbanon might be in a case where you couldn't do any better, so that's only drabbanon. But you wouldn't be successful in stopping him. So your arbis is your putter from your arbis. But again, so he's learning that even if you can't do anything, not like the dogma involved, but that's when they said drabbanon kicks in. So halacha lemaisa, mishabura paskins like that. To go back to our scenario, you're still going to have an Isra Messiah. You have an Isra Messiah to pass him the non kosher food. Furthermore, there's a ritva about Metzia. The Mora says that there's a chazaka that shepherds take the animals to pasture in a way which is usur, they're stealing. So how are you allowed to give an animal to the shepherd? You're relief neighbor. So the ritva on that raises a question. He has other animals. What's the question? He has other animals. And the Mor says over here, if he has other animals, there's no relief neighbor. That's the ritva's question. And the ritva answers that this difference of whether he can do it himself or not only applies in a case where it's a suffix. But a case where it's a vali, he's going to do the veirut, even though he could have done it without you, it's still going to be a sederaisa. So over here, if you have a vali assumption that he's going to take the animal and pasture it in other fields, and we already serve gzeila through you, that's a sederaisa, at least the ever, because he's a vali going to do the veirut. If you look at Rashi, on Vavim Abeis, he says you shouldn't give the kashyal another shemer yavod lishtoisa, because he might come to drink it. The issue is because he might come to drink it. So that is a difference between one side of the river, two sides of the river. But if he's a vali going to do the Avera, so then it's an Isidra Raisa of the Naiver. So in case you want to pass a person something which he's vali going to do, even though it's Chadav the he can do without you, currently it's an Isidra Raisa. The Remorish and the Tshuva about a person who was owned the chasna hall, and he was a kosher caterer, and the question was to rent out the chasna to a chasna where there would be mixed dancing, which is an issur d'oraisa. So he's facilitating by renting out the hall. He's facilitating an issur d'oraisa. So was he allowed to do it? And that was the question which the person asked Rav Moshe. As Rav Moshe came along and was moderate, based on the fact that there are other chasna halls available, so you have, even though they're not going to do it without you, but they can get it somewhere else, so he's accepting the premise of the Mordechai, and that's called it's available somewhere else. Even though the Sheminister of Messiah, he says you have the Shach and the Dogel Mervovo, even though the Magen Avraham is Machmer, and the Mishabur Pasen like the Magen Avraham, but a person which that together with the fact that we can argue the following, that you're not really involved in the act of facilitating a veru, because the main thing you're giving him the whole force of the purpose of the wedding. So even though other things will happen, but the primary function of giving the hall is for the wedding and for the eating, etc., which in that matter of fact you're probably doing him a favor, because if you don't lent it to him, you might go to a non-kosher hall. So the fact that a secondary usage will be for an iser, that's not something you have to be concerned about. So he creates a new swara, a difference between the primary function and the secondary function, and he proves that. So he says, therefore, even according to the Magen Rabbah, this case would be mutter. Then he goes and discusses the case about having it open during the time of person's time when they're not supposed to make weddings, during the Svira, during the 3 weeks. So he says, there you have, you wouldn't have the hetter of the Magen Avraham, but you would have the hetter of the Shach. A Baal Nefesh should be machmer like the Magen Avraham, but we can't be machmer against somebody who wants to follow the Shach.